We are Simen Shin Yud Tes, Sif Yud Aleph. Just to refresh our memory, we had learned in Sif Yud, the second line, it says, V'him Achurim, if one has yayin that is ochol, bein mayim, bein yayin also l'sananon. So then there's a iso sinon if it's achurim. So let us just see for 1 second the Mishneh Berurah Sifkot Mem. Then I think we'll understand better what Sif Yud Aleph. Also l'sananon Mishem Boire, if it's akurim, bein b'mishameres ubein b'sudorim, umayri b'achurim legamri. It means it is mixed up the shmorim and the psailas, in the water and in the yayim. Deloy mishtasi ochi klol, it is not drinkable, period. And therefore, if it is not drinkable, period, so this is a boira d'araisa, so it's also beim mishameres, beim besudrim, this is a boira d'araisa. I am making something which is edible through this filtering process of pouring it to a mishameres, to a sudra. Fine. That is what the Mechaber says, also l'sananon. Now the Mishneh Berurah goes further. The ilu ba'ochol k'tzas, but what if it is not akurim legamri, it's ochol k'tzas. That means it's mixed up shmorim. The mishtasi hochi, and the shmorim, which are mixed up in the yayin, is drinkable. Ach, rubo de inshi kopti shle lishtois belisino. But most people will not drink it without sinon. That means people do not drink it, but it is drinkable. So let us perhaps categorize this. It's ayidei atchak. No one will drink it, but it's drinkable ayidei atchak. Now, so this case that it's ochol kitzas, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says is abayra derabona. I mean, it's you can drink it. It's most people don't drink it. It is a boira de rabbon. Fine. So now this boira de rabbonon is as follows: Ein isa rak b'mishameres. So a mishameres, which is something which is normally used livrer. This was a keli that we are boira with. So a mishameres is also by a boira de rabbonon. This a boira de rabbonon mean boira bekeli. Avol besudorim dein derech lesanin boi. But a suda b'chlal is a material that the derech is not. It is not normally used as a filter. Muta l'sanein yayin u'shar mashkim. So by ochol k'tzas, that means it's a breire de rabbonon. It's drinkable, but right people do not drink it in that even. So a mishameres is also to use mi de rabbonon. This is a breire de rabbonon. And a suder, since ein derech l'sanein boy, it is not used normally for sinon, for purification, for filtering. So therefore, they were mata asuda. This is the shita of the Shulchan Aruch. And asuda, which is ein derech l'sanein boy, is when it's ochol k'tzas, is muta. Meshameres is also. Now, let us see Yud Aleph, so we'll understand Yud Aleph much better. Shemisaninin hayayin besuda. Now, we're talking about this case. When one is misanin yayin besuda, so we be'emesin with a mishameres, it's also to be mishamer, because it's derech sinun. With a suda, it is mutter, because it's ein derech sinun bekach, so it's a boirer, derabonon, ein derech sinun bekach, so halachically, it is mutter. So there is another condition that has to be fulfilled. Tzorich lizoyer, one should be careful, shlo yase gumo basuda lekabel hayayim. That means the suda is a material that he's putting over a keli. The suda is a scarf of some sorts. And he's putting this over a keli, so he has to be careful. Normally, when they used to filter the maske, they used to make like a cone shape in the keli. And that was very convenient. So you poured into the cone and then it filtered out. But here he says one should not make this guma, should not make this cone shape out of the suda. Mishum shinui, you have to make a shinui. So what are you doing? So you spread over the suda and you start pouring. Now, verse 8, so when you start pouring, so the weight of the maske will make a coat, but I'm not doing it. I made a shinui. This is batlonish, that means I poured over, but some will spill over also a little bit because I don't have the cone over the cone in the keli. But one has to make a shinui, and he has to pour directly on the suda and not to make a gume in the suda. Besuda. So now the Mishnah Berurah says, Roitze loimer, mashke ochel ktas. This is the case we just learned in Sif Mem. If you have a mashke, which is, if it's ochel gamri, you can't use a suda. It's ochel ktas. So it's a boirer de rabbonon, and we were matar a suda because ein der sinum bekach. So memele, so then we have to make a shinui. We'll see why in the next sukkah. Avok shemisanin bo yayin solo. But if you are taking yayin solo, that means yayin that roiv b'nei yodom will drink it without batting an eyelash. They won't purify it at all. They won't filter it at all. The muta lesanein mishameres yayin solo, we learned yesterday, you're allowed to be misanein afilu neshameres. So there, it's not called sinon. And there's no, the process is not called sinon because theoretically there is no psoilus in this yayin, because everyone drinks it the way it is. So it's not called sinun. So av besuda ain't sorry shum shinui, then a suda also doesn't need a shinui. So that is the lashon of the Mechaber. Shemisan and then a yayin besuda. If the sinun is being made only with a suda, not with a mishameres. And there was, so we are speaking about, that is ochel ktas. So there is a sinun midarabonon. We were makel by asuda because ain't a sinun bekach. But there is a sinun. Is mishum shinui shelo yase ko'uvdin d'choil. That means since this is considered a maise sinun, there is a maise of filtering, and v'horaya mishameres is also. So it's also midarabonon. So that this should not look like an uvdin d'choil. So therefore, we have to make the shinui to make it look different than a normal sinon. It shouldn't be an uvdin d'choil. Agavuch Nemes L'Yakim, Rabbi Yaakov says the gather of uvdin d'choil is a pu'ule that b'chayu, when one does this pu'ule, he does a large amount. So that this pu'ule one does with a large amount. So memele, so even though in Shabbos I'm not doing such a lot, I'm only doing the same Shabbos, but if this pu'ule during the week is a pu'ule that is done in a large kamos, so to do it on Shabbos as a din of an uvdin dechel, it's an uvdin dechel, that means even though there's no in melache, there's no melache, but since this is something that in chel, this pu'ule is done in a larger amount, therefore that's called a uvdin dechel, that's also a gabuche. On a tangent, the minute he says to ride a bicycle is an uvdin dechel, to ride a tricycle is not an uvdin dechel. We're not talking about this, so we're talking about this. He says a bicycle, you can go far away places. So that is called, even though I want to go across the street, in Shabbos it's an uvdin dechel, because it is only used, it is used also to go in far places. So therefore that would be called an uvdin dechel. A tricycle only is you only go in short areas, so that's not called a uvdin dechel. So it could be this is the same thing. Sif yud beis. Kol mokein shemuta lisanein yayin besuda. Now, so we have over here, we're learning now a halacha of abreire de rabbanon ochel ktas. So we have a heta of sinun besuda. Suda, it's not derech sinun bekach. So therefore, we were matter abreira de rabbonon, it's not derech sinun bekach. So kol mokin shamuta lisanin yayin besuda. We can use something else also to make the sinun. Muta lisanin, one is permitted to make the sinun b'kfifa mitzris, with a kfifa mitzris. Now, what is a kfifa mitzris? Perish. Kupo, it's a type of a basket. Sho'oisin min ha'goyme mimini arov, it's made from different types of reeds and branches. So this Kfifa Mitzris in Yesod was also not oimed to filter wine with it. Perhaps this basket can filter wine because it's not waterproof, and you pour in the liquid so the liquid will drip through and the psalus will remain. So Koponim, so the Mechaber is saying now, just like we were matter by a breire de rabbonon of ochel tzas, we were matter to be boira with a suda because ein derech sinun bekach. So the Mechaber says in another case that ein derech sinun bekach, a kvifa mitzris, which is a type of a woven basket, which normally this is not used to be misanin with. So by this breire de rabbonon, just like we were matter a suda, we also were matter a kfifa mitzris. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah so far. Kol mokein bo l'rabbis l'deya harishayne, the day harishayne, which we had learned in Sifkon Mem, that a suda is mutter by ochel ktsas, Rambam holds it also, but the day harishayne. Bo l'rabbis l'deya harishayne, da filu yayin, shu ochel ktsas, da osa l'sananai b'mishameres ochenal, because, this is a breire de rabbonon, and why is there a heta b'kfifa mitzris with this basket? Again, this is not oimed lisanin boy. V'chein mayim, and also in this klipa mitzris, you can be misan in mayim, ben slulim, ben achurim b'mitzas, mutl sanin al yodeh. That means this klipa mitzris is better than a suda when it comes to mayim. Because by mayim, we said, you're not allowed to be misan in mayim in a suda al tzmalabin. Sri Yossi said kibusay, or he might come to squeeze out the suda. But in the klifa mitzvahs, there's no shayla b'chaba malabin. So one is permitted to use a klifa mitzvahs. The klifa mitzvahs, which is a type of a basket. There was another type of a keli, which was a more sophisticated type of a keli. It's mamish made like a sieve. It's also some made out of these reeds, but this was a sophisticated keli. This is like a mishameres. This was made specifically to filter the mashkin. When there's no the filtering whatsoever. Fine. So far we learned that a klifa mitzris has the coolest of a suda, that ba'ochel k'tzas one is permitted to be misanin in Shabbos, and that is also mildly, it can be misanin in water, because it doesn't have the chesaron of Melabin, which is by Suda. Now, so we're after this Klifa Mitzris, so let's go back to the Mechaba, V'Yizoyer. But he should be careful, Sheloi Yagbiya HaKfifa Mishulei HaKli Evach Mishum Shinui. Now again, just like we had had by Suda, since we're speaking about ochel k'tzas, and ochel k'tzas means there is a maises sinun. So memelot is a maises sinun, so just like by a suda we said we have to make the sinun in an oifen that it should not be an umde dechoil, it should not be done the way it is done during the week. And there, by a kvifa, by a suda, we said, don't make a gumet, don't make a kol. That was the shinui. Now, by a kvifa mitzris, we can't make the shinui, because the kvifa mitzris has a base kibbul already. You put this kvifa mitzris in the keli. So the shinui of a suda, we can't make. Leidach gise, to be matter without a shinui, we also can do it, so we have to do something. So therefore, the Machaber says, "V'yizoyer shaloi yagbiya hakfifa mishule akli tefach," that he should not elevate the kfifa from the bottom of the keli atefach mishum shinui. That means, so normally when you are filtering a mashke, the keli you are filtering in is much above the bottom of the keli, and then you filter through this keli. So here we are making a shinui that it should be very less than a tefach, close to the bottom of the keli, which is not the normal and convenient way to make sinun, and that is mishum shinui. Mishum shinui shaloi yiye ke'uvdin d'chayu. So that's why we make this shinui of, it should be less than a tefach between the bottom of the kvise and the bottom of the keli in which he's being misanin it. Well, the fise, so if the purpose of making it less than a tefach is because I have to make a shinui, and a shinui is when a shinui is necessitated when there is being done a malacha of sinon, so we have to make it shouldn't look like an uvdadachel. Lafiza mayim v'yayin slulim. But if it's solo, the gam b'mishmeres mutar, so there's no sinon whatsoever. V'chenal memele mutar lagdia k'fifo tefach v'yesa. Then there's, if I'm doing mayim v'yayim slulim, it will not necessitate a shinui. It will not necessitate a shinui. They said this before the same thing in Sivkot in Lemheiv. That by slulim, you will not need a shinui. Period. That is how the Mechaber learned pshat in the halacha of Kfifa Mitzris, that one should make sure that it is a tefach higher than the shuli akeli, and the reason is al kshini. Vida, vayim bebir alochem, shebiyarnu dahar berishoinim soivrim, dahatam shetor shuliya kfifa govoya tefach, who mishum chashash oyel. There's a problem of an oyel. The shiurei b'tefach. An oyel, the minimum shear from the oyel to the karke, is a tefach. That's a shear oyel. Ulefize. So if, when we take this kfifa and we put it into the keli, so there's another reason we can't leave it a tefach over the bottom of the keli, because then I'm making an oil. The kfifa is an oil over the bottom of the keli. Olefize, if the reason is alts, a seas oil, gam kshemesanein yayin umayim slulim din yoche. So then, this halacha will apply if it's yayin umayim slulim, that there is no sinon whatsoever. Afalpikain, one has to make sure that the kfifa should not be a tefach higher than the bottom of the keli, because din oil. Vida, the Indian asiya soyo loishayech boze elok shemechase pahakfifo kol halau hakli shetachteho. That is dafke, if he is covering the whole hollow, the whole empty space of the keli with this kfifa. Avol im oichso biyodoi achas ala kli, shaloi al pnei kulo, he is holding the kfifa in his hand, and the kfifa is not mahil over the whole keli, only over part of the keli. V'shoifeich biyodoi hashniye, and he pours with his other hand, muter afilu b'yeisa mitefach. So it's muter yeisa mitefach. Now, let us just explain for 2 minutes what the Mishnah Berurah is saying here. We had learned in Simin Shin Tes Vov that there are certain conditions when we ask an oil. Number one, if the oil was made to be megan on the area underneath, was made lahotzel to put shade or to cover the area underneath, then it's called an oil. If the oil is not made to be mild on the area underneath, then it is only also if he made first the mechitzes and then he put on the oil, and this is derech binyan, this is also also. So some in the rabbana. If it's derech binyan, but if it's the mechitzes were made, he's not making mechitzes, and he puts an oil not to shade or what underneath, he's putting it for a different purpose, so then it is mutav. So let us, that these were the klolim that we had learned in Simin Shin Pesmol. So Mamela, when we're learning now this halachim, we have to start scratching our heads and saying, Shem Yishamayim, what is the problem over here? We're speaking about other Rishonim hold this anisa of an oil, so that's why it can't be a tefach between the bottom of the kvisa and the bottom of the keli. Shem Yishamayim. I'm not putting it there to be mahil on the area underneath. I'm putting to be sun and the mashke. I'm not making any mechitzas. The mechitzas of the bottom keli are here already. So what is bechlal the problem? So we have to remember in Simin Shin Tesvov, so others said that this keli speaking about is a very large keli. And by a very large keli, even though he didn't make the machitzis and he's not mild, it is still also. But in this chumra of a large keli, we have a kula. If he's not covering the whole area, it is permissible. So he says, so listen, I have an answer for you over here. I'll, the problem of oil, if he'll be holding it, and he'll make sure that this kvisa will not cover the whole underneath area, so it is mutto. But just like to mention for 1 minute, I think we had mentioned when we learned Simin Shin Tesvov that there is a chazanish. And others say that if a person is holding an oil with his hand, even if it's lahotzel, it's mutter. And that's why when it's permitted by the koisel, it's raining, you're allowed to put a talus over, they say, since we're holding the talus, that's not called I made an oil, I'm holding it up. Here we see that there is a problem of oil. He says he's holding the kvisa in one hand, but he has to make sure he's not covering it completely. So here with Lechera we see that even though he's holding it, there's still a problem of oil. So I found the Ktzais HaShulchan asks this kasha, and the Ktzais HaShulchan says, Amor Niki Yasod. This kula, if it's not called an oil, if I'm supporting the oil, that staff gives the oil is very flimsy. That means if you hold it in one hand, it won't hold. So I'm the whole oil is being held up physically by me, Kaseida. That's not called I made a oil. I didn't make anything. I'm holding up the soil. Over here, this kvisa is not flimsy. So that means if I would hold it like this, I would cover the whole keli. So this is oil. This is not, I'm making the oil. There's an oil here, and I'm holding it over the keli. That's why the Mishnah Berurah says you have to make sure to only partially cover the bottom keli. The gamla tama shulchan aruch the svirle mishum shinui. Now let's go back. The shulchan aruch said the reason is al shinui. Afshin the gamze shini mikri. This is also called a shini if he's holding it, and it's he's not completely covering it. Fine. Now, see Yud Gimel. Kli akeli shema'orin then you pour peri shemarikin boy Yayin Mehachovis, that means as follows. That means I have a brother's receptacle, and this receptacle, I want to pour wine from a barrel. Fine. So I'm pouring wine from a barrel into this receptacle. Now, in the wine, there is, it's ochel tzas. So I want to take away some of this psalus. Lo yitein b'piv kashin uksamim b'chazoke, she'ein lecho misanenes g'doyla mizu. So that means he's saying as follows. So this person, he wants to be a neighbor chacham. That means he wants that the wine in the bottom receptacle should be more or less filtered. He's not using a filter, so he's going to go and take kashim uksomim, pieces of straw or pieces of reeds, and he's going to force them into the top of the bottom receptacle. So you have now a whole barrier of reeds and straw, which is on the top of the receptacle. And now I'm going to pour from the barrel into this receptacle. And these reeds, and it's not a sud, it's not a mishamer, it's reeds, but it's going to do something. It's going to prevent all the psalus to come into the keli. So that's what I want. So he's saying, she'ein lecho misanenes g'day l'mizu. This is also, it's not an official filter, it's not a sophisticated filter, but by sticking in these reeds on the top of the bottom receptacle, and these reeds hold back the psalus from coming in, is also. Now, let us see the Mishnah book. Lo yitein. This he did Erev Shabbos. He stuck into the bottom receptacle these kanim to prevent all the psalus from falling in when he pours in on Shabbos. Umayri ashulchanor b'yayin ochel k'tas. He's speaking about the yain ochel ksas, that a kfifa mitzris is mutter, that a suder is mutter, and the mechaber is going to come, but this is also, this is worse. The imu yain solo isn't speaking about that the wine is clear. Umisan and noi rak mibnei ksomim dakim shaboi. It would be yayin solo, so then you're allowed to use a mishameres, which is an emissive filter. So we are speaking about yayin ochel ktas, that a sudar is muta, kviva mitzris is muta. In this, the mechaber says, she'ein lechom misanenes. No, this is worse. This is like a misanenes. Ein lecha misanenes k'day l'mizu. So the lashon of the mechaber is a very strong lashon. Ein lecha misanenes k'day l'mizu. There's no better misanenes. So we compared these kanim to a misanenes. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "B'gmore isi demerzi k'mishameres." Anshuldik. The Gemara says that it looks like it's not a. Let's not operate sharan. The lav mishameres mamishi. It's not a real mishameres. Shrei oivrim bo shmorim, because this contraption of what he put in these reeds will not hold back the shmur. The shmur I'm going to go through. But what does it hold back? Like the isam summim with the noises, the layavri bo, but there are certain impurities which this contraption will accomplish that it will not go through. Domi lemishameres. So this chelik of filtering that these kanim do, so this is similar to a mishameres and worse than a sudan akviv emitzris. Umasha kosov a shulchan or shein lecha heinolin in the ma'akev heitev al koponim aksomim batinoitzes milava. That means in some of the impurities which are in the wine, this is doing a good job of preventing them from coming into the receptacle. So memele, that's why this is also, so this is worse than a suda and the kvifa mitzvahs. Sif yudalet, muta la'orais binachas mikli lechaveiroi. Now, let us just say what we are speaking about. We're speaking about that I have a keli. In this keli, there's yayin and shmorim. But Ramaisa, at the present time, the shmorim are on the bottom of the keli. The yayin is separated from the shmorim. It's on top of the keli. And now I want to pour from this keli, which has in it yayin and shmorim, but theoretically they're separated. The shmorim are not mingled together with the yayin. They're separated. So I want to pour. So when you pour, there are two stages of pouring. In the beginning, when you pour, since the wine is on top, so you're just pouring wine, there's no boire de kishailo whatsoever. From pouring wine, it goes in wine. The boire de kishailo will come about when the strong flow will stop and it will start dripping the remnants of the wine which are ma'uriv in the shmolim. Now, we're speaking about boiler. So in this process of pouring from the top keli to another keli, there are two stages. There's this man hakiluach, and when it's pouring, and that's man, there's no boiler whatsoever. And then by the end of the kiluach, we have here the remnants of the wine, which is mu'uriv in the shmorim. So now, let us see the lashon of the mechaber. Muta larais binachas, you just pour binachas gently, mikli lechaveiroi. You should be careful. When the strong stream will stop flowing. When it starts, The small droplets will start separating themselves from the shmorim, from the psalis. Yasek, then stop pouring. V'yenichem ima shmorim. Leave it there. Stop. Now you're finished. She'im lo yasekein, if he won't stop, and he's going to continue making sure, good to the last drop, he's going to take out these droplets also. Ani nitzaitis muchachi shehub boira. These nitzaitis are muchach that he's being boira. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah so far. Nitzaitis, ratzolayma. Tipos ktanos, small droplets. Amitavstafos, which strip out. Shenivsak akiluach. When the stream will stop, then starts stripping out the remnants which are ma'uriv with the shmorim. Muchachi. Reitza loima de muchach shohu boirerom mitoich apsoilis shebishulei akli. Now we will see, you look into the keli, you see there's psoilis and there's some remnants of wine. Then we see that he is boira. Then we see the maisa breira. Avo, psilas shviyosam, when we started pouring it, Kshadayin ena psoilis nika, then when we started pouring the psoilis was all the way on the bottom, la boirahu, then it was not considered a maisa of boira, even though in this keli there's this psoilis and there's maske, and that's not considered boira. Shu boira. Now, the Mishnah Berurah has a problem. Boira, what's your problem, boira? L'chayre, if I want to drink the liquid that I'm pouring out, so yeah, this is called oichel mitos psoilis. That means I'm pouring out, I want to drink the liquid. So this is called oichel mitos psoilis. So why is it also? It's boira. Oichel mitos psoilis is muta. Zot the Mishnah Berurah, so he says the Mechaber is speaking about Umayri Sheroitze Lishtois La'achazman. That means this, whatever he's drinking, he has no intent to drink now. He wants to drink it later. Not wants to drink it later. There's no heter of Eichel Miter Pseilis. Eichel Miter Pseilis is only a heter if he wants to drink it la'alto. Fine. The imbedatoi lishtoisei la'alta. If his intent is he wants to drink this right now, halei kaimalon da'oichol miteich psoilis kshebeireram shaloi al yedei keli. If he's beirer oichol miteich psoilis, not to a keli, mutter if he has an intent to eat it right away, so there's no problem of boira. So if he would have an intent to drink this mashke, he'd be permitted to continue pouring the droplets, because even though there's a boira now, but this is eichel mitos psoilis. Now he says along this, V'kan av shema'are mikli likli. Mikol mokoim ikar habreire nase al yidei yodov. That means as follows. That means the keli, he's pouring from one keli to another keli. Now, that what he's able to separate the mashke from the shmorim is this. It wouldn't be a keli over here, and he'd be talking that everything would fall out, the shmorim, and thus he has this keli, and he's tilting it in such a way that the at the angle of the tilt, so the shmorim as yet do not move, and the yayin moves. Now, if the bottom of the keli wouldn't be here, and he'd give a tilt, everything would fall out. So Ba'atzim, the Keli is also assisting him to accomplish what he wants to accomplish. But the Mishnah Berurah says this is not considered Beir B'Keli. It is considered with the Keli, my hand, who is controlling the flow, that is accomplishing the Beira. So this is called Beira B'Yodai. It's called Beira B'Yodai, even though the Keli is assisting me, but it's not called Beira B'Keli. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. וכאן אב שמערה מכלי לכלי, מקום מוקים, איקר הברירה נאסס על ידי יודוב. איקר ברירה is through his hands, which is controlling the flow, and he is making that the droplets should separate from the שמרת. ואם נוסן, he's going to put reeds in the bottom keli, and that is going to make sure that the shmorim should not fall in, or the psoilim should not fall in. That means if he's going to put in the bottom keli reeds which are going to block the shmorim, that would become Beir B'Keli. Now, so here he said, we were speaking about his Beir Yayim B'Keli Shmorim, and Ba'atzim, this is Eichel Mitech Psoilis, but he's doing it for Lachazman, that's why it's awesome. But also, Lishpoich Hashumin Min Horeitet. Now, what if he hears soup or a tafshul, and on top, there's fats. Now, he doesn't want the fats. He wants to spill out the fats, and he wants to have a soup or a tafshul that's not fatty. And he wants to do the same thing. He wants to pour b'afilim le'yisirim b'chas. He won't use a spoon to separate them. Le'yishpech b'kli atzmo, he's going to pour out from the kli, he's going to pour out the fats, that the soup should not be so fatty. Bekli atzmo, that's also b'havik b'yre b'yad v'loy bekli chanal. Become a kemosa. Dashumen mikri pseilus l'gabi aroitim. Here it's pseilus mitoy chaychol. That means he doesn't want the fat. So by pouring out the fat, he's it's not gonna be your day, but it's pseilus mitoy chaychol. Now, if he wants to eat the fats, he's someone that likes the fatty, the fats, he pours it out for him, so then it's eichel. But if he just wants to get rid of the fats, so it's pseilus mitoich eichel. Pseilus mitoich eichel also, אַפ אין רייצ לאכל הייך לאוט מיש קוס ברייש סבן ווען שאַפער ביחד אין השומן גם מיקטס מן רייטף שרי. But what is, if he wants to get rid of the fat, but he's not going to separate the fat from the reitev. He's going to pour out the fat plus a chelik of the reitev. So that means he is not separating the fat from the soup. No, in reality, he's separating the soup from the soup. That means he's pouring away a chelik of the soup together with the fat. So memele, this is not considered boirer pseilus mitaych oichel. It's boirer oichel me oichel. Now, I saw in Revit HaShulchan, he says, he brings a machloikas achoinim, but he says, Shulchanaruch HaRav is matter, and the Marsham is matter. And he says the mashmois of the Mishmur is also matter, that he can do something else also. He can pour a chelik of the fat and leave over a chelik of the fat. So then there's also no breire, because he's not separating the fat from the reitiv. He's separating, think of a chelik of the fat, and he's leaving over some fat. So he wants to say, this should be mutter. Now, let us see the Gemara. Mutter lahagbiya hachovis al ezedovo. Now, we're talking about that he's pouring from the chovis into another receptacle. He says he doesn't have to hold it with his hands. He can put it on something. Kedei sheyikaleach mimeno hayayin heidev, that the wine should pour freely. This is also mutter. So what is the chiddush over here? Kedei sheyikaleach va'af al pi shayidei ze yoyred. So what's the chiddush? The chiddush is as follows. Va'af al pi shayidei ze Yoyred Yayin Gam Mitoich Hashmorim. That means if he's holding it in his hand, so it seems in the first flow, the only thing that is flowing is the wine, which is on the upper level of the chovis. So that doesn't have a din boido whatsoever. It seems when he puts it, he's magbir the chovis aleze dovo, so it comes out that because of this tilt or this angle, so the wine that is mu'urir in the shmorim will also flow out.
But
Kozman, you just see a flow of wine flowing, even though by putting it on this dovo, the wine is also coming out from the shmorim, but the flow that we see is a flow of wine without a bureau of wine from shmorim. So therefore, cremation is boiled, so this is mutter.
Thank you.